You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Aaron Crane is reporting for the Columbia Paper. The Claverack Town Board discussed the new contract with the West Ghent Fire Company at its meeting last month. Quote, they've had some issues fiscally in regards to theft of some funds, said Town Board member Brian Keeler. The fire company has said it addressed the state comptroller's office's recommendations to tighten internal oversight. An audit was launched after the fire company's treasurer pleaded guilty to falsifying the company's business records. Keeler said he and town supervisor Kippy Weigelt met with fire company officials and following 3 months of negotiations came up with a detailed contract that, quote, strengthens and includes, end quote, the recommendations made by the comptroller's office. Board member Katie Cashin said the contract with the Churchtown Fire Company will have to be updated using the same terms as those included in the West Ghent contract in the near future as well. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Chris McKenna is reporting at the fray. Democrat Antonio Delgado's campaign has announced it raised more than $425,000 during the last 3 months of 2017 for a total of $1.5 million overall. After expenses, Delgado now has more than $1 million on hand. If accurate, this is the largest amount raised by the three Democrats in the 19th congressional district race that previewed their campaign finance reports, which are due to be filed by the end of the month. A total of six Democrats are hoping to challenge first-term Congressman Kinderhook Republican John Faso in the November general election. Other candidates eager to share their fundraising totals were Pat Ryan, who collected $317,000 in the fourth quarter, and Gareth Rhodes, who said he raised more than $150,000. Despite a crowded field, Democrats have been able to raise significant sums. As of the end of September, Delgado and Brian Flynn had more in the bank than Faso, and Ryan nearly the same as the incumbent. Read the full story at the fray. Wendy Liberatore is reporting for the Times Union. A CSX train tripped and spilled 2,100 gallons of diesel fuel at the company's rail yard January 14th. Selkirk Fire Chief Joe Michanu said the partial derailment occurred on the eastern terminal of the CSX main property. Quote, we contained it with absorbent booms and pads. That's about all that can be done right now. There is no threat to the public. It's too cold, he said. The call came into the fire department around 5:20 p.m. Michanu said it appeared that a car coupling broke, which forced the tanker to jolt, shift off the rails, and puncture. There was no fire, the chief said. As of Sunday night, the spill was contained, and the State Department of Environmental Conservation was on site looking to clean up the spill. Read the full story in the Times Union. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Town Square Media, organizer of the annual Taste of Country Music Festival, has announced the addition of Grammy Award winner Leanne Rimes to the list of headline performers for its event scheduled to take place June 8th through 10th at Hunter Mountain. Rimes will join other headlining acts Eric Church, Florida Georgia Line, and Sam Hunt. Other acts announced include Justin Moore, Dustin Lynch, Montgomery Gentry, Rodney Atkins, Kane Brown, Devin Dawson, Ashley McBride, Jimmy Allen, and Sasha McVeigh. Quote, we do a mix, McKay Murphy, Town Square Media's senior marketing manager for live events, said of the artists chosen. Quote, we look for superstars, legends, and the hottest rising newcomers when booking our lineup, end quote. It will be Rhymes' first time performing at Taste of Country. More artists will be added to the bill in the coming months, Murphy said. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.